Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquenfra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning to one and all. Welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time, we're just a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here trying to entertain you for the next 4 hours. And starting off, we're going to take a look at some of the entertainment history for today's date, which happens to be, I haven't told you yet, no, it's the 17th of February, Thursday. We're going to go back to the date that the opera Madame Butterfly by Giacomo Puccini had its world premiere. This was at the La Scala in Milan. That was in 1904. And not that long ago, really, is it? Well, not for me, at any rate. 1924 in Miami, Florida, Johnny Oyzamuller sets a new world record in the 100 meters freestyle swimming competition with a time of 57.4 seconds. Of course, he later went on to the boom, 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 oh, Tarzan. And the last one for the moment, 1933. Blondie Boop Adoop married Dagwood Bumstead 3 years after Chic Young's popular strip, cartoon strip, this was first debuted. Do you remember that? I remember used to watch that. That was over in the UK as well.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Return of the man.
we go. Yes, Mark Morrison returning his Mac there. And, of course, a British singer-songwriter, Mark Morrison, and that was released back in 1996. And in the United States, it was released a bit later, in February of 1997. Song did rather nicely, topped the UK singles chart a month after its release, then became a European and Australian hit. In the United States, it got to number two.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow.
Yes, living in a yellow submarine. Of course, the Beatles there. And it was on their album, back their 1996 album, which was Revolver. And it was also issued on a double A-side single. It was paired with Eleanor Rigby. And in natural fact, it was written as a child song by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. And it was drummer Ringo's vocal spot on the album. Did nice for Ringo. Got to number one on the charts in the United Kingdom. Several other European countries as well. And in Australia, Canada and New Zealand. Also, by the way, won an Ivor Novello Award for the highest certified sales of any single written by a British songwriter and issued in the UK in 1996. Didn't do too bad in the United States either. Peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is the Boomtown Rats. K-I-S-S.
Shout the way to sound. All night, baby, my baby, make a low rise. man, who the
Don't
hell are
shut
you?
Shut your mouth, just let it out. You gotta scream and shout, but you got them proud. Don't shut your mouth, just let it out.
Drop of a rap, the drop of a beat you might have listened to and thought was fat. As the trend, a new thing, man, I'm trying to do. Somebody who just faded people snuck up in the trunk. Folk who rocks mics and rocks them well, yo. Trying to walk around, man, who the hell are you?
There we go, and there go the Boomtown Rats there, and that was, to say, K-I-S-S, Kiss. And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock right now. Coming up for you this morning, usual bits and pieces, if you're relatively new to The Breakfast Show, very good morning and welcome. What we do, around about 17 minutes time, when we get to the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines, which we look at in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And, in about a minute and a half, we're going to do our sales song, of course. And if I stop talking before then, it'll be even sooner. At 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news headlines. Ukraine business is still up there at the top of the news. 7:30, some of the international business headlines for this morning. In between those two, we'll take a look at the weather. 8 and 9 o'clock, as I mentioned, we have got the local news in a little bit more detail. Some of it, at any rate. And it is Thursday, and all being well, at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined here in the studio with Dr. Computer Alex Newman. We had problems with the internet last week, so we lost him just as we started, in actual fact. And we're going to continue. We're going to talk about what we were going to talk about last week, which is podcasts. I'm sure quite a few out there are busy with those. The likes of me, I just need to understand a little bit more. Right, I tell you what, I think that's about right. I think we're going to do our shower song. We're just 30 seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Now, this is what I want you to do in the shower this morning. I was rummaging through the record collection yesterday and thought, gosh, I haven't come across this one for a long, long time. It probably isn't such a bad thing. I want you to do a little bit of Boom Shakalak in the shower this morning.
Wild ragamuffin style of it.
I tell you what, it didn't sound quite so bad this morning. I quite enjoyed that. Apache Indian and Boom Shakalaka. You got to laugh, haven't you? Doing a bit of bopping around the studio to that one this morning. That was quite good fun. Boom Shakalaka. It's by a British musician, actually. He calls himself Apache Indian. It was included on his... he brought out an EP called Nuff Vibes, and the EP gave him his biggest hit in the United Kingdom, reaching number 5 on the UK singles chart in 1993. The song and EP, by the way, they're also released worldwide, reaching the top 20 in Austria, Ireland, the Netherlands and New Zealand. The promotional video for the track as well won the Best Reggae Video Award at the 1994 Black Music Awards, and that was in London. Bit of a Boom Shakalaka.
Jerry D.
Thank you.
That is Samantha Fox. Bit of a glamour girl she was back in the day, you know. Samantha Karen Fox, English pop singer and a former glamour model from East London, if I remember right. She came from Mile End. She first rose to public attention at the age of 16. That was when her mother entered her photographs, would you believe it or not, in an amateur modelling contest run by the Sun People tabloid newspaper. After she placed second in the contest, she received an offer from the Sun newspaper, and this was to model topless on page 3. And that's when she made her first appearance on the 22nd of February of 1983. And she continued to do that until 1986. Those were the days. They used to have topless models. Can't believe they used to do that, you know, in the newspaper. Watch the men on the train reading page 3. Four tops take us down to the bottom of the hour. Can't help myself. Sugar pie, honey bun.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. And there we go. Yes, there's some good advice for you there. And that was Valley Motors. Don't forget, they're opening their doors for you in exactly an hour's time. 7:30 they open up. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at this in more detail later on this morning. I want to give you the epidemiological report, of course. In the last 24 hours, the Ministry of Health registered 15 new deaths due to COVID-19, while the number of active cases continues, happy to say, to decline. The data from the epidemiological report specifies that two deaths from previous days are added to the 15 deaths reported in the last 24 hours. And since the pandemic arrived in the country, the number of deaths now accumulated number is 7,987. Lethality percentage 1.1. Similarly, it's highlighted that in the last 24 hours, they have 1,328 new cases. This was after the application of 10,645 tests, which reflects a positivity of 12.5%. The number of active cases dropped to 10,787, of which 10,434 are in home isolation and 352 are hospitalized. Of the total number of people in isolation, 10,356 are at home and 78 in the hospital hotels. As for those hospitalised, 295 are in the wards and 57 in intensive care. The Ministry of Health issued a decree establishing that travellers entering the country must have the full vaccination schedule against COVID-19 or at least two doses. This is how the executive decree number 17 of February, of 2022 is expressed. This is where it is argued that the high effectiveness and the coverage of vaccination in Panama allows adjusting the sanitary and epidemiological strategy for the entry of travellers into the country. Any traveller who enters the national territory by air, land or sea using commercial or private means must have the complete schedule or at least two doses of the vaccine against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is the one that causes what we know as the likes of COVID-19, according to the National Vaccination Program approved by their country. So it must be an approved certificate or QR code, I guess, of origin or prominence is reflected in their document. In the case of travellers who are not vaccinated or have not received at least two doses against the new coronavirus, in accordance with the immunisation programme of their country of origin or provenance, they are required to present a COVID-19 test, PCR or antigen with a negative result of up to 72 hours of validity, or carry it out at their cost at the port of entry in the country. So they are changing the rules a little bit, making it easier for people to get into to Panama. A staff of the Electoral Administrative Court of the Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, is notified on this Wednesday. The former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli, in the office of the Realizing Goals Party of the process of removal of criminal electoral jurisdiction at the request of the Third Liquidator Court of four criminal cases. Martinelli, founder of the RM party, enjoys electoral criminal jurisdiction since last January 28th. This is as a result of the internal elections to choose the secretaries of women and youth of that party. The ex-president is the president and of the collective and therefore has electoral jurisdiction. The Superior Court of Appeals decided to change the precautionary measure that had been initially imposed on Leonardo Labrador, former head of epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, for the alleged trade in swabs for travellers from the Pacific Islands. The provisional detention measure that Labrador had accused of the alleged commission of crimes against public health was modified. It was modified to house arrest from preventative detention. Identifying Jorge Ruben Camargo Clark, alias Cholo Chorillo, in Costa Rican territory was not easy, according to what the authorities of that country have said. The investigations that led to his capture, an event that occurred on the 11th of February, last Friday, took several months. Chulo Chorillo, 42 years of age, appears as a suspect of leading the Baghdad criminal gang linked to at least 70 homicides in Panama, as recently reported. To find him, surveillance work was carried out with observers, the Costa Rican news program Telenoticias stated. In fact, the said medium showed exclusively the images captured by those observers. According to Costa Rican media reports, Cholo Chorrillo was elusive, used two houses and was accompanied by escorts. The Interpol Costa Rica office explained that when the Panamanian had to move in the Costa Rican country, those in charge of guarding him, Panamanians and Colombians, were armed, reported Colombia News. However, the director of the Directorate of Intelligence and National Security, Jorge Torres, said that they noticed a vulnerability and it was decided to act immediately, which finally happened on the 11th of February. With 56 votes in favour, the plenary session of the National Assembly approved this Tuesday in the third debate, Bill 157, which declares the 20th of December a day of national mourning. This project is definitely an advance in recognition of the struggle of the families, said Labour Minister Doris Zapata. The proposal aims to adopt national awareness of December the 20th of 1989, when United States invaded Panama to capture the dictator Manuel Antonio Noriega. The project establishes that the flags must fly at half-staff, the ley seca will apply, and it will be a mandatory rest day, without the possibility of a bridging day due to the importance that it deserves. And lastly, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, appointed Luis Navas Pajaro, Lauri Melo de Alvaro, and Dora Perez Valladares as new directors of the Panama Canal Authority. It's reported that Navas Pajaro, Melo de Alvaro, and Perez Valladares replaced directors Lourdes Castillo, Henry Mizrachi, and Alberto Vallarino, whose nine-year term expires this February. More information on those a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time on The Breakfast Show right now. We are 22 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Sun. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There you go. Don't You Want Me. That's Human League there. And before that, it was group called McFly and Wild and Young. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. Very good morning to you. If you just joined us, we are making our way down to 13 and a half minutes. We are before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Coming up this morning, it is Thursday, and All Being Well, Dr. Computer will be joining us a little bit later on today in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to be talking about podcasting. And I tell you, Venus, I was looking in an electronic shop. I was in Multi Plaza. A new electronic shop had opened up in there, and they had a lot of this equipment for doing podcasting, including these round LED lights that you sort of put your camera in the middle of. And I tell you, let me go over to the other side of the studio. Yasmin, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Do you? I mean, I know you do a lot of social media stuff. Do you do podcasting?
Oh no.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're not into that yet.
I'm not good talking.
Why would you say that? I'm not much good at it either, but I mean...
I'm just good for photographing.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
And you like to be photographed too, don't you?
Sometimes.
And you're very good at, you're very good at, aren't you, taking taking photographs.
Mm-hmm. Of both. And animals.
And I was looking at, I think you go around with a bag with a lot of dead butterflies and insects and things like that, and you put, because how do you get them to stay so still? You're using a macro lens. Are you using a macro lens on your on your cell phone?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
How do they let you get so close without running away?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They love being photographed too.
Poses. And the reason I was saying, because I don't know if you've noticed, and I was watching a one of these sort of reality TV shows the other week, which I quite enjoyed, called Glow Up, which is about people who want to be makeup artists that do it already, but they want to become really top level. And it's a competition. I sort of quite enjoy doing it, but I noticed that so many of them are sort of into sort of social media. They make a fortune, you know.
Oh, yeah?
You should do a podcast.
Well, where was that?
This
in the UK? Or?
No, well, the program's in the UK, but of course these people do this worldwide.
That's why. They can earn a lot of money, not here.
They've got hundreds of thousands of followers,
you
know, and all they're doing is sort of doing these makeup podcasts about how to put makeup. You should do a podcast on how to take pictures of bugs, you see, or photography, and showing people what you do with your camera and things like that, and you get lots of millions of followers, and then you get people giving you cameras and throwing things at you like money, and then you could keep me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, you could do something yourself. But no, but the reason I was sort of saying that, because I was looking at some of this equipment for sale. Have you noticed a lot of people, they got these white rings in their eyes?
Mm-hmm,
it's because they sell these white lights that are in a ring, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. First of all, I thought it was weird. But in a funny way, when you see it, it's sort of quite attractive now. I got quite used to it.
Mm-hmm, yes, I love that too.
There. You're going to do podcasting about how to take photographs with your cell phone of bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then when you're a millionaire, don't forget me. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We'll be chatting with Yasmin again a bit later on this morning. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. This now is Terence Trent D'Arby. And Sign Your Name.
Thank you.
Goes Terrence Trent D'Arby and Sign Your Name. I was just rummaging some of my emails coming this morning. I always get every day I get a sort of listing and some of the things happening in the world of technology, which I guess is fairly good for today. I was just looking, Google is adopting new privacy changes for Android. And reason I'm sort of interested in that because my phone sort of updated itself to Android 12 yesterday. It says the company announced it would be implementing new privacy restrictions which will limit sharing of user data with third parties and change the way advertisers can track users across apps. What a great idea. The change is similar to the one that Apple made on iPhones last year, which allowed users to choose which apps are allowed to track their behavior. Most people opted out, apparently. Chaos ensued for many mobile advertisers, app developers and companies with ad-based businesses, including Facebook, which stands to lose $10 billion this year from Apple's changes alone. Google's privacy change, which it said will be rolled out gradually, will impact anyone who makes money off mobile ads. So while big advertisers will likely be fine, small businesses could struggle to find customers. And they say here that they broke down who stands to lose out. So that's interesting. Roku, that's a similar well-known, these are the ones that do sort of like their TV boxes, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They're exploring a plan to manufacture its own TVs. Roku, the top-selling smart TV operating system in the United States, hosted a focus group about making its own televisions, showing participants different models and prices. Richard Branson's aerospace company, Virgin Galactic, is selling tickets, as we mentioned yesterday, to the edge of space for the ultra-wealthy. But after its stock price plummeted following an all-time high last year, insiders and analysts doubt that it will ever turn a profit. Well, there are just a couple of things in the world of tech. Don't forget, we are going to be talking tech a little bit later on this morning with Dr. Computer. It's in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. This is Sandra.
The night is still young. Take my hand and hold on. Let's party tonight. And make love till the moon is gone. The night is still young. Moving on the death floor. Faces booming. In a cloud of motion. It's a moving. I can tell you want me. Keep
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely good advice there. If you've got something to sell, do go on to Encuentra 24. Just put it up there and just wait for people to come begging for it. You can always check out an Encuentra 24. For instance, you might find exclusive offers like renting an office with parking in Via España for only $750 or a commercial space in Via Transísmica for only $1,000. If you publish it in Encuentra 24, it sells fast. Now, I'll tell you something else that you need to think about if you have to do tax returns for the United States. I mentioned yesterday, people say, yeah, but, you know, how many Americans here are doing this? But it's not just if you have a green card. If you are have a green card, so you can go and you live up there in the United States and come back with some forwards, you still have to do taxes. And you will probably for the rest of your life. And the people to help you out are H&R Block. They say tax time is here again. And this year, H&R Block has many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax returns with or without the office visit. You can drop by the office, you can use their drop-off service, or a tax professional can do your taxes, even do them for you virtually. Contact H&R Block in Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net, hrblock@cwpanama.net, or you can call on 260-1037, 260-1037, WhatsApp them on 6674-1037, 6674-1037, Block, they've got your back. It's all very taxing, isn't it? Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. Of course, Ukraine is still way up there. Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces traded accusations on Thursday that each had fired across the ceasefire line in eastern Ukraine, raising alarm at a time when Western countries have warned of the possibility of a Russian invasion any day. The details of the incidents could not be independently confirmed, and the initial report suggested they were on a similar scale to ceasefire violations that have been common throughout the 8-year conflict. It says Russia will send a reply to the United States on the issue of security guarantees on Thursday. The TASS news agency quoted Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as saying, "Moscow will make the letter public," Lavrov said, "and Russia has demanded that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO, something that Washington and Brussels have so far refused to promise." Russia and Belarus will end their joint military drills on the 20th of February, as previously planned, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Thursday, addressing Western concerns that Russian troops may stay in Belarus for a longer time. Separately, the RIA news agency quoted Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov as saying that the matter of extending Russian troops' stay in Belarus was not on the agenda. European Union leaders meeting over the crisis in Ukraine on Thursday will not discuss specific new sanctions on Russia as the matter is divisive, an EU official said on Thursday. Asked about the latest shelling in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region, where Russia-backed separatists face off against Kiev troops, the official said, "The trigger for sanctions is a matter of political appreciation. We are not entering that discussion yet. We're carefully looking at the Donbass shelling, and we're aware that it might be used as a test or an excuse." Yeah, good old European Union. Divided as usual. A special Southeast Asian envoy to the crisis in Myanmar on Thursday said that he was seeking to visit the country next month and appeal to its military junta to give its blessing to him to talk with a shadow government it has labelled as terrorists. Iran's supreme leader said on Thursday that it will further develop peaceful nuclear capacity to preserve independence amid negotiations with world powers to revive a 2015 nuclear pact. Indirect talks between Tehran and Washington have been held in Vienna since April amid fears about Tehran's nuclear advances, seen by Western powers as irreversible unless agreement is struck soon. And Hong Kong's coronavirus battle intensified on Thursday as authorities reported new cases had multiplied by 60 times so far this month, and media reported that testing would become compulsory for everyone in the global financial hub from March. Hospitals are overwhelmed with some patients, including elderly, left lying on beds outside in chilly, sometimes rainy weather, in shocking scenes that prompted an apology from authorities in the Chinese-controlled city. Japan is set to announce on Thursday that it will ease border controls put in place to counter the spread of the coronavirus, measures that are the strictest among wealthy nations and have been slammed by business leaders and educators. The United States has no intention of engaging with China in its forthcoming Indo-Pacific economic framework, but is talking to its partners who share the same vision of a free and open region with no coercion, a senior U.S. diplomat said. The United States vowed last week to commit more diplomatic and security resources to the Indo-Pacific to push back against what it sees as China's bid to create a regional sphere of influence and become the world's most influential power. And lastly, several Sydney beaches, including the iconic Bondi and Bronte beaches, were shut down on Thursday. Now, this was after a swimmer was killed in a shark attack, the first such a fatality in the city's beaches in nearly 60 years. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the international news headlines for this Thursday morning. It is Thursday. It is the 17th of February, and if you're keeping an eye on the time, 6.5 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Hey!
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Want to hear your favorite track? Want to say hi to someone? Call us on 223-5162.
Out of touch with memories and feelings of those early days of rock and roll. Sometimes life just doesn't have no meaning. People just don't seem to have no soul. Some have to go right back to the beginning and let the healing music flow. Get back in touch with memories and feelings of the early days of rock and roll. Those early days, so many ways.
Van Morrison in the early days, and that was following on from the Style Council and Walls Come Tumbling Down. Let's take a look, shall we, at the weather for this Thursday. I continue now. It looks quite nice looking out the studio window this morning. Got a bit of sunshine coming in, a little bit of cloud up there. But we're going to go over to the province of Colón, start off in Costa Arriba, as we do. 32 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature over there today, with 22 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that will be the thermal sensation today, with relative humidity at 76%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight over there in Costa Rica, province of Colón. So that's, I keep telling you, they do get that little bit, well, not just a little bit, it keeps just seems to keep on raining over on that side, doesn't it? But moving over to this side of the isthmus, we're looking at West Panama right now. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum, with 21 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, which is really relatively comfortable. And we have relative humidity, which is at 62%, which does make it that bit more comfortable, trust me. Partially cloudy during the course this morning, and this afternoon, partially cloudy as well. And looking at tonight, well, it's going to be partially cloudy right through the day. Moving up the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, which seems to be the norm for everybody today. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum, with 22 the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, with 62 relative humidity. So pretty much the same as West Panama. We're looking at it being partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, and tonight as well. Now, what I can see looking out at the Gulf of Panama, I see a nice big orange globe, which means it's clear. But let's take a look first at the temperatures. Not bad. Maximum temperature at 30 degrees Celsius. That's very comfortable. 24 degrees, the minimum. We're looking at 34 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation, which is rather nice as well. And 69% relative humidity, which is quite low for out there in the middle of the Gulf. Clear this morning, and partially cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Now, let's move on to the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides, and starting on the Pacific. We're looking at the high tide. That was at 4:21 this morning. That was the first high tide, up there at 4.39 metres. Low tide will be at 10:36 this morning, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 4:49 in the afternoon. That'll be 4.51 metres. And the last low tide, 10:57 tonight, just before 11 o'clock, 0.12 of a metre. On the Caribbean, same. We've still just got one high tide and one low tide. High tide, that's going to be at 12:43 this afternoon. Nothing till then. And that will be 0.24 of a metre, 8 inches. The low tide, that'll be at 9:03 tonight. There's a big gap, and the movement is very small. It's coming down to minus 0.03 of a metre, which is minus 0.1 inch. So that's all we have in a day. Just 9 inches of movement over there, compared to over here where we've got lots and lots of feet, 14 feet or something. Right, so there we are. There are the tides for today. Now, actually going out on the water, what I can see for you for this morning, we do have a small craft advisory for you again today. That's on the Caribbean coast. We're looking at 22 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northeast during the course of the morning, with waves at 5 feet. So, say, if you are boarding out there, 5 foot waves, please be very careful. I can tell you something, it might be better if in the afternoon. No, the waves are going to still be at 5 feet, but they have reduced they have taken away the small craft warnings. There's good conditions in the afternoon. Not much of a change, though. The winds are going to be at 16 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the north, and as I just mentioned, waves are going to continue at 5 feet. Moving over to the Pacific coast, we have a small craft advisory for this morning. Not surprised, the winds are very brisk at 26 to 40 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north this morning. Waves not as high, those on the Caribbean, 3 foot high waves for this morning. Afternoon on the Pacific coast, the small craft advisory is still in force. Winds are picking up. 35 to 50 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest. That's going to be in the afternoon. That's enough to ruffle my hair. And the waves, though, believe it or not, they're coming down a foot. They're coming down to 4 feet. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. Time on the breakfast show right now is 90 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I was just looking at some of the other things today, entertainment-wise, and we can go back to the year 1960. Back in 1960, the Everly Brothers on this day signed with Warner Brothers Records in a 10-year contract worth $1 million. Now, what I can tell you is that in 1960, $1 million was an awful lot of money. It is today, really, as well, isn't it? Two in a row from the Everly Brothers. Starting with this one. Bye bye, love.
Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love.
There we go. Yes, so they said walk right back. The second one there from the Everly Brothers. I thought I would just check it out. They signed that contract for $1 million with Warner Brothers, and I thought, okay, that was 1960. How much would that be worth today? Well, in natural fact, it's worth $9,498,243.24, approximately. It's Celine Dion as we come down to, we're just after 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Did you ever fall in love at the right time or place? you play it safe, 'cause you're afraid to hurt your neck on the roller coaster trip, and never knowing what you get.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Great tracks from the Kinks there, coming from 1965, Set Me Free, by Ray Davis, released as the released first by the Kinks in 1965, along with Tired of Waiting for You, one of the band's first attempts at a softer, more introspective sound. And the B-side, by the way, to that one, if I remember rightly, was I Need You. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. Now, tell you what, something else to bear in mind. If you are working in the world of construction, you're going to have to make concrete decisions during the course of your day. If you're an architect or things like that, you need to bear in mind our friends at Cementos Progresso, builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building, well, that's the force that moves them. Like the force that moves us here on The Breakfast Show is music. And a lot of chat as well. Right, let's talk your chat. Let's take a look at some of the international business headlines for this morning. It is Thursday morning, 17th of February, if you just joined us. Good morning to you. Stocks fell on Thursday as investors took a fright after Russian-backed separatists accused Ukraine's government forces of opening fire, while traders sought safety in government bonds and oil clawed back some of its heavy early losses. The Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine accused government forces of opening fire in their territory four times in the past 24 hours and said that they were trying to establish if anyone had been hurt or killed. The incidents come as Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops close to Ukraine's border, raising fears of an imminent invasion. Losses on stock markets were widespread, though not as big as in recent sessions. In Europe, the Euro stocks slipped 0.2%, while Britain's FTSE 100 dropped 0.7%. Strong corporate earnings in Europe helped keep the losses in check. Wall Street futures pointed to a lower open, although in Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asia Pacific shares eked out at 0.15% rise. Now, that's 0.15%. Let's get that right. You're spending too much money. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was slightly lower on the day. Westpac analyst Sean Callow said that markets were clearly on edge and vulnerable since a lot of traders had assumed tension was ebbing. The United States dollar treaded water on Thursday and the Japanese yen held on to its earlier gains after a Russian news report of mortar fire in eastern Ukraine jangled market nerves and boosted the appeal of safe haven bets. Oil prices, well, they fell on Thursday as talks to resurrect a nuclear deal with Iran entered their final stages, but losses were capped by heightened tensions between top energy exporter Russia and the West. Brent crude, that traded down $1.26 or 1.3% at $93.55 a barrel, and that was by 9:14 GMT. United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was down $1.34 or 1.4% at $92.32. Both contracts fell more than 2% earlier in the session. For NATO members, the most powerful measure against Russia were it to invade Ukraine's would be the United States sanctions cutting off Russia's state banks from the dollar, according to Russian executives, bankers, and former senior U.S. sanctions officials. The United States has warned that Russia could invade as early as this week. Moscow denies it has such plans, but says the West needs to take its concerns about NATO expansion seriously. Europe's Airbus predicted, say, 720 jetliner deliveries and higher profits in 2022. This was after core profit almost trebled last year on a partial recovery in air travel and higher defence and helicopter earnings. The world's largest jet maker also ended a two-year dividend drought after swinging to a record net profit of €4.213 billion. And that's $4.8 billion, boosted by the halting of production of its A380 Super Jumbo and a reversal of some COVID-19 charges. Air France KLM plans to raise up to €4 billion, $4.6 billion, as it seeks to repay state pandemic handouts, the airline said on Thursday, overshadowing robust earnings on a recovery in air travel and sending its shares down more than 4%. The airline, which in 2020 received €10.4 billion in loans backed by France and the Netherlands, its two biggest shareholders, confirmed the need for cash. A cash call it had been mulling in October at the time of its third quarter results. Visa Inc. cards will be accepted at all Amazon.com Inc. stores and sites as part of a global agreement, the company said on Thursday. The retail giant also said it will not turn off Visa credit cards from Amazon's UK website, and customers in Australia and Singapore will no longer pay a surcharging fee to use a Visa credit card. Chinese businessman Guo Wengyi, also known as Ho Wan Kwok, filed for individual bankruptcy protection in a US bankruptcy court in Bridgeport. A court filing showed that Gu were listed assets in the range of $50,001 to $100,000 in the bankruptcy filing, and liabilities, well, they're between $100 million and $500 million. And President Nayib Bukele on Wednesday asked U.S. senators to stay out of El Salvador's internal affairs after they called for investigation into the economic risks the United States faces due to the Central America country's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender. Senators Jim Risch, Bill Cassidy, and Bob Mendez asked the State Department to submit a report on the implementation of Bitcoin in El Salvador with the purpose of assessing the risks it poses to the U.S. economy. And that's it. Quite a bit there this morning in the world of business. That's brought us to 22 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
The first of those two was a little number called Sun Chime, spelled Sun Chime, I saw one word, S-U-N-C-H-Y-M-E. Debut single of the British electronic music trio, Dario G, released in September 1997. Lead single off of their debut album of the Sun, it's called Sun Machine, the album. Although early editions were slated to be from an album named Super Dario Land. The song, by the way, heavily samples the track Life in a Northern Town by dream pop band The Dream Academy, which is what we followed it on with. I always like to do that when people want to sample somebody else's music. I always play that piece of music afterwards. If I can remember what it is. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 15 minutes before 8 o'clock. Just to let you know, we're not out of steam. This is steam. No, no, hey, 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 kiss him goodbye.
Oh,
we're doing a little bit of Na-Na Hey Hey there. Kiss Him Goodbye from Steam. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou this morning. Good morning to you. She's been with us since first thing. Says good day to everybody. Could you please play Sea Shanty Medley? This is from the Home Free Guys.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy O.T. The winds blew harder, bowed it down below, my bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The drunken sailor
early in the morning.
Put him in the brig until he's sober. Put him in the brig until he's sober. Put him in the brig until he's sober
early in the morning. Way hey, up she rises. Way hey, up she rises. Way hey, up she rises early in the morning.
Oh, the wind was foul and the sea ran high.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
I feel quite exhausted after that. That was for Mary Lou this morning. Home Free Guys and Sea Shanty Medley. You are listening to Breakfast Show. Keep it on the time. 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Call FM. Of course, if you missed the weather report earlier on this morning, I got another one for you right now. In actual fact, it comes from the Weather Girls. So I guess they should know what they're talking about, shouldn't they? And it's raining men this morning.
Rising, 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 rising
Amen.
There we go, following on from the Weather Girls, and it's raining men. That was Aqua and Turn Back Time. Something we can't do, but I can tell you, it's right at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/dbo.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
There we are, some good advice for you there. Tell you what, I've got some more good advice for you because it is tax time. If you have to fill out your taxes for the United States, now is the time to do it. And the people to help you do it, H&R Block. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are there to do your tax return with or without the office visit. You can drop by the office, use their drop-off service, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or at 260-1037. Or you can WhatsApp and call also on 66741037. Block, well, Block have got your back.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around, uh-huh, that's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me, yeah, that's right.
You said for
And that is Pink and Who Knew, bringing us back into the segment program. Got one more piece of music to go. And we'll be chatting with Dr. Computer Alex Newman. We'll be checking in with Ingrid. We can do it a bit later on this morning. We'll do that around about an hour's time. But right now, let me say a very good morning to Cedric. He dropped me a line and says, could you please play the Ballad of El Paso, if possible? Ah, anything's possible.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. On its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless, everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love strong and I rise where I've fallen, though I am weary I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
There you go, Marty Robbins and El Paso going out this morning to Cedric. Hope you enjoyed that one, Cedric, and got sort of Mary Lou going there, some singing time, as she says. Also, waltzing around wherever she is, I think, right now. It is Thursday, and what we normally do at this time of the day, if he's available, and he's actually here with us in the studio this morning, which is all rather nice, because we got chopped off last week. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
You chopped off. You're selfing. Were you selfieing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just playing with my Honor 50, the latest phone.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the latest phone from...
Huawei.
From, no, Honor.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. Yes, because that's you were mentioning that before, because this, you can use Google.
Yeah. Great advantage.
But it's a Huawei phone, but they call it a different company.
Well, it is a totally separate company.
So it's
now
independent of all the hassles that Huawei have. Okay, well, that's a good idea on their part, really, wasn't it?
It is.
Because I must admit, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I've had a Huawei phone, and it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. And the only reason that I wouldn't buy another one is because I wouldn't be able to get the apps that I need.
Yeah. You can, though you have to jump through so many hoops that it's kind of a pain.
Mm.
They do have a great app gallery with a lot of the apps, but there are some that are not available. So, yeah, it's kind
of... And when they're very specific, they're not gonna be there.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about Honor phones, I mean, they've got all the bells and whistles and then some.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things that I've been using a lot is the... dual camera.
Yeah, you
function.
Showed me that. That's very good for when you're recording outside or when you're doing selfies, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right.
The fact that you can record video from both the front and the back cameras allow you to do things like interviews or reaction shots. It's like, this is what I'm looking at, and people can see you and whatever it is you're looking at. Plus, it's got excellent battery life. It's so good. And even though I sometimes forget to charge it, it comes with a 66-watt charger in the box. Thank you, Honor. Which lets you charge the phone. I mean, I charged the phone this morning while I was in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like 88% right now. So in just a few minutes, you get all the power you need for the rest of the day. So it's pretty good.
It is good. And everything is available.
Yeah. All the apps, everything. I mean, you can run anything on it, and it just, it's a very powerful phone with 120 hertz refresh rate, which means everything is smooth. But I haven't turned it off. I've turned it off because it saves power.
Okay.
I don't really need the 120 hertz.
No, I mean, I did have, my previous phone, I can't remember what it was, but that did have 100. Yes, there's a slight difference, but is it a difference that I needed to use? Not really.
Gamers might enjoy
that. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
I
it's got a 240 hertz refresh rate on the tactile feedback, so you get a bit of an edge when you're playing fast-paced games. But I don't play fast-paced games or any games, pretty much, on my phone.
Something I've never been into.
Yeah.
I have one game, which is snooker.
Okay.
Which I love. And I mean, you know, one of the things, I mean, apart from playing a game, it's quite good, but one of the things absolutely amazes me is how it works. I mean, they have all the sort of reactions, when you hit the ball. I mean, and you think, well, how on earth do they tell that ball it's got to go there and that one it's got to go there? I mean, the programming is incredible.
I believe you call it maths.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've never been very good at that. I mean, it's bad enough just counting how many red balls I got left.
Yes. But,
no, just getting back to that, because I'm interested in that phone, is price point.
It's around $600 for the full version, and there's a $300 light version that has pretty much all the bells and whistles of the bigger one.
But it's lighter.
It's lighter. It's got a slightly smaller screen, slightly less amount of memory and storage and so on, and it's just a lighter version, and it's about half the price, so it's a great price point because you get flagship quality and flagship features at a mid-range price. So it's really easy on the pocket.
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, these days, if you're paying $600 for a high-class telephone, I mean, if you're looking now at the iPhone, you're talking over $1,000 for the sort of...
Yeah.
Well over $1,000.
Yeah.
And it's like I was looking... I can't remember what was that, but I thought it was a Samsung store, but it was when we went to Cable and Wireless, and they have the folding Samsung phone, you know, which is nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you've got a nice big screen if you open it up. And but the price.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the Magic 5 from Honor to come to Panama. It's their answer to the foldable phones from the competition. And I'm sure it's going to be hundreds of dollars cheaper. And they're going to come out with newer phones at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona later this month. So be sure to look out for that. They might come out
and
with some.
And where did they sell the Honor phones? Huawei?
No. They have a Tienda Honor at tiendahonor.com. And you can buy them and get them delivered and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can go to your either Cable and Wireless, Claro, Digicel, and so on. They all have them.
And the cameras is how good?
I don't remember. I think it's 50 megapixels or something like that. I mean, it's got four cameras on this side. And it's, I mean, the quality on this thing is amazing, really.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's got like a 30x zoom or something. I don't usually need the zoom, but I know it's, you know, if I need it, it's there. And it's got all sorts of settings for the camera, like pro settings, time lapse, HDR. You can take pictures of documents. It'll straighten them out and everything. So it's like having a scanner in your pocket.
Okay. All right. So, oh, that's what you got in your pocket. Now, talking about that, because the other thing is...
Oh, and if I may, it also comes with a basic transparent case on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you drop it or anything, at least it's slightly protected. So, yeah.
Let me ask you that, because also due to come out, I see it sort of signposted all over the place. Samsung's 22.
Yeah.
That's due to come out. Now, see, they're bringing out they're not bringing out a Note, but they're bringing out a 22 that has a pen.
And a pen holder. The 21 didn't have the holder. Now, this one, you can insert the pen in.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, the Notes have a holder.
Yes.
But, I can't see what the point of having one with a pen without a holder would be, but never mind.
That was the S21.
S22, what is the big thing that's so different about the 22?
It's faster. It's got more storage. It's got the pen.
Oh, does that mean we're going back to I can put my own chip in? No, why not?
My guess is if you want to buy the correct type of memory, if you want to do 4K or 8K recording, you're going to have to buy the more expensive micro SD cards. And their concern is that people might buy the wrong SD card, try to record at 4K, lose what they were going to record because it couldn't keep up with the...
Well, not if you tell them.
Sometimes people don't
listen.
I mean,
people are doing 4K, but I mean, the thing is, why can't you have a 128 memory and still have the ability to put a chip in? I mean, I don't, you know, so you can record it on the phone if you want or whatever, but I get really annoyed when they stop me expanding my phone.
I think you have a point, and I think the best way to address that from all the manufacturers, not just Samsung, would be to tell you, look, if you're going to record 4K, you need to do it on the local storage because it's fast
enough.
But if you're going to record like standard video or like regular HD, pretty much anything you buy, unless you buy it at the traffic light or right next to the cash register in the convenience store, should work fine. And I think they should provide that. But I think they are, my take is, they're probably just trying to see, you know, if they take certain features away, like SD cards or the analog jack or whatever, if they have a certain threshold of the amount of people or the percentage of the market that they're going to upset, and they think that might be an acceptable loss. That's my guess. I don't know if that's the case. It's like including a charger or not in the box. They say it's because it saves weight and it saves logistics and carbon footprint and whatever, because everybody's got a charger nowadays and whatever. I think that might be, you know, they might have a point, but I don't think that's reason enough. Because a lot of the times, by the time you buy a new phone, your charger's probably either lost or broken or...
And not only that, they, you know, like you mentioned with that one, the charging rates are changing where the old chargers won't cope with it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a bit tight. We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, in a minute. We're going to touch on what we didn't touch on last week, which was podcasting. There we go. That's the Velvets, and he was really saying something, and he was. We were talking to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Now, I'm sorry about last week, but what happened? My internet went really screwy. Natural fact, we ended up reporting it out 4 times because it just kept happening and happening. Because I have a 600 megabytes. Here's something before we get on the podcasting. 600 megabytes I have download, but I've only got 17 upload. Okay, which is a little bit frustrating. And this was sort of going on. I was getting my 600, and it would drop to 2, or 5, or 10, or 100, and then it would drop to 10. Then, of course, when you reported it, they said, yeah, okay, well, look, yes, we can see there's a fault this end. So the next thing is you're back up to 600 again, and then in the afternoon you're back down to 5 or 10, and the tele... You know, this is something I find really annoying. Now they're selling you. They're making you, getting you to buy telephone, TV, and internet. Together.
On the same pipe.
On the same pipe. So when one goes, they all go. So you can't use your phone to call them. You can't watch your TV. You can't get onto to the internet. And I'm thinking, I want to get away from that. I want my phone line separate. I do not want to have them all conjoined with the same thing. And I, you know, my TV works on, anyway, on the Wi-Fi. It's a Wi-Fi connection to the box. And all you get is this little circle going round and round and round. And so it, you know, and then eventually we went to the store in Multi Plaza on Saturday because I was so fed up with it. But before I went to the store, I was looking on their website on the phone and I found they had this program. 400 megabytes upload, 400 megabytes download, TV, telephone, $56. I'm paying $142 for what I've got. So I went in and I said, hey, I want this plan. No, that's only for first time people. But hang about me. I've been with you for how many years and you don't offer me anything? I'm paying $142. They're offering 400 up, 400 downloads, simultaneously, backwards and forwards, plus telephone, plus TV, for $56. Bend over is what we would say in England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting tired of it. That because you're a loyal customer, because you've been with them for so many years, they take you for a ride.
Just tell them that you're going to switch over to somebody else for a month or two, and then they can...
Well, just cancel the contract and open a new one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. Play fair. Anyway, let's get to... that was covered in technology.
Mm-hmm.
You are a big podcaster.
Well, I am trying to lose weight.
Yes, I know, but you've got a wide camera.
Yeah.
And funny, I was saying to Yasmin, takes some brilliant photographs.
Mm-hmm.
She likes taking pictures of bugs and things like that, and very, very good too.
Mm-hmm.
You can always join in if you want. Yes, I've turned you on. Well, for want of a better expression.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying this morning, because you take these pictures, and I said to you, well, what you should do is do a podcast
mm-hmm.
teaching people how to take pictures
mm-hmm.
of bugs and using the macro lens.
Mm-hmm.
And you could earn hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Maybe. I mean, as with any business, a lot of stuff that starts doesn't make money, and you just have to keep at it and... you know, reinvent yourself as much as you can and until you find something that works and then, you know, fine-tune it.
Well, something that you know a lot about, which you think other people will find an interest to. Which
that is correct. And one of the things that I tell people when they say I want to be a YouTuber, a podcaster, or whatever, I tell them, no, you don't. What you want to be is passionate about something.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any subject. It could be books. It could be photography. It could be surfing. It could be anything. In my case, it's technology. And once you have something to say, and you know, you can say it in a way that people might find interesting, amusing, entertaining,
mm-hmm.
informational, educational, then you've got some, you know, you've got something that can be turned into, for example, a podcast. I would say photography might be something that's more for like a YouTube audience if you want to show people what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to tell the story behind how you're doing what you're doing, podcasting is perfect.
Sure.
It's like radio, but with the added advantage that people can listen to it at any time. They can go back mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. forth. It's like I know a lot of people, for example, right now might not be able to listen to this show live, but they can go onto the website and listen to it there at their pace.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do that. So in the past couple of years, because of the health crisis, a lot of people have found themselves with some extra time on their hands. So they sit down and say, hey, I want to do a podcast, and they create podcasts, and some of them have gone on to be very successful. And it really takes a lot less effort and tools and money and resources than it used to, because it used to be that you would have to pay a lot of money for storage and for web hosting
mm-hmm.
and for
mm-hmm.
equipment and things like that. But nowadays, most regular cell phones can be used with applications such as Anchor.fm to just press a button and start talking and have something of a podcast in a matter of minutes. Of course, if you want to do something better, you can add things like a good microphone so your voice sounds good. You can get a set of headphones or whatever to listen to yourself while you're talking so it comes out better. You can get things like what you have right now, that note-taking tablet that you have, so you can have your show notes and everything
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of courses out there, even for free, that you can take. There's a lot of videos that can help you with that on YouTube. Some podcasters have podcasts on podcasting. Talk about Meta.
Oh, yeah, they go.
And they can tell you what the latest trends are, how to improve the reach of your podcast, how to get it, you know, out there and things like that. So I think it's a great way.
How many followers do you have for your podcast now?
Well, I would have
apart from me.
Yeah, I would have to check on Spotify right now,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just, you know, dozens maybe.
But you do video as well, don't you?
Yeah, I've got about 1,000 subscribers on
mm-hmm.
YouTube,
mm-hmm.
which is in YouTube numbers not that much, but I consider that those who are subscribed are really interested in what I'm saying, and they're just
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
subscribing out of, you know, oh, this sounds like interesting or whatever. I've got about 10,000 people that maybe a little more follow me on Instagram and,
mm-hmm.
and so on,
mm-hmm.
so on. And a lot of the stuff that I do, I try to, because I'm, I would say more lazy than resourceful, but I try to make it so that it works both ways. For example, I might be on a video speaking about the new Honor 50 and saying, you know, you can go to tiendahonor.com, but I would spell that out so
mm-hmm.
that whoever is listening in on the audio section of that can make out what I'm saying and
mm-hmm.
go to the website
mm-hmm.
and so on. So I try to do that as well, maybe get snippets of it to upload to TikTok and Instagram and so on. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can repurpose your content so that people say, you know what, I would like to listen to more of what this person is saying. I'm going to go to the podcast. A lot of TV shows right now, the late-night TV shows with interviews and
mm-hmm,
whatever,
mm-hmm.
they are taking the audio portion of the program and putting it up as a podcast on Spotify as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a trend. If you didn't have time to listen to, you know, the latest actor's interview talking about their movie last night, you can just pop in Spotify on your car radio and listen to it on the way to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So there's also tools.
But the thing is, it's you know, you're like a minnow in an ocean,
yeah.
aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you bring yours to the top? I mean, what is the thing that makes people, you know, there is so much, you know, one of the things I find a little bit, you know, with YouTube
mm-hmm.
is, you know, I'm a premium member of YouTube, have
mm-hmm.
been for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sick to death. Every time I go to my homepage, it's always the same stuff. I want to see something different. I want it to show me different things, but it's only showing me what I normally watch. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if I was to start a video podcast, or, you know, Yasmin did with her, you know, teaching people how to do photography, you know, macro photography, things like this. How do you get people to actually see it in the first place?
Well, there are several different things that you can do, but the biggest one, the best one, is just provide value for the time that people are giving you by listening to you. For example, this show has a lot of information and news and things like that that people find useful because it helps them start their day better informed, better entertained, and so on. Well, whatever podcast you try to put out there, make it valuable. After that, there's things you can do. For example, a lot of the times people will just upload a podcast as is and not even name it properly, not put in the description, maybe a picture of you or the topic that you're talking about or whatever, because all of these things capture the attention of new viewers. Once you have people actually listening in to your podcast, one of the things you can tell them is, hey, spread the word. Tell your friends about the podcast as well. Make it worth their while. In that regard, it can start growing. You can also do things like advertise. You may have seen advertisements on things like Instagram and Facebook and things like that for people's podcasts. You can segment your population so that, for example, if I would say when Yasmin starts a podcast, she might target people who are interested in photography, at least in, you know, in the beginning, near Panama City, for example. But then she could expand as, you know, her audience grows and so on. A lot of these podcasting tools and publishers like Spotify and so on have some built-in statistics that can tell you where people are listening from. Or you can use tools, maybe you've heard of Bitly, a URL shortener. Bit.ly or bit.ly.com is a place where you can take a really long URL or the address for like a podcast episode and turn it into something a lot more shorter that you can, you know, send out on a text message or whatever. And a lot of these tools have the ability to tell you where a link was clicked from, or if it was clicked from mobile devices, or
what was that again?
Bit.ly, that's bit.ly, or bit.ly.com, that's bit.ly.com.
bit.ly.
Or bit.ly.com. It's called a URL shortener, so it gives you a really short URL that you can then turn into QR code or whatever. And it helps people get there easily. For example, let's say you did a giveaway today. You would put something like bit.ly/TBS giveaway, for example. That's a lot easier to spell out than, you know, the whole URL. So you can do that for your podcast episodes and then send them out to people that you know, and even eventually start what's called a mailing list. There are several services such as MailChimp, or SendinBlue. There's I use one called Socket Labs, but they provide you the tools to send out newsletters.
Okay.
Give something out in the newsletter, maybe some extra info. I mean, you guys send one every so often with all the episodes.
Yasmin does one every week. Yeah.
Exactly. She's going to have to teach me that. I should do that for my podcast as well.
I tell you what, we're going to take a quick piece of music because I know there's something else you want to talk about. We'll be talking about Chrome OS.
Thank you.
lovely instrumental. It comes from Los Straight Jackets, and it's called Lately I've Let Things Slide. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep you an eye on the time, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're chatting with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, A-L-E-X-N-E-U-M-A-N. And just for the, because we don't have video. It's a good point you made.
You can follow me at that, at Twitter, or Vida Digital.
There we go.
On the rest.
Just quickly, Rowena and Phil, good morning. They're listening to us. They're over in Mexico. They used to come to Panama, but this year they've gone to Mexico. Good morning to you. They're just commenting on that little thing about, you know, offering you packages from these companies. So these companies do that discount thing all the time for new customers and then increase their cost later. And she says, because they live in Denver, and she says the Denver Post newspaper does that, which is very annoying. So, there we are. And I tell you, just seriously, because I've done it a couple of times, you know, you may be sitting back saying you've got your service, you're happy with it, and you're paying X amount. Hey, they don't come to you and tell you that there are other options. Go along to them occasionally and say, this is my plan, what's on offer? Or have a look around first, because you'll find, I mean, it happened to me, I was paying a lot more than I'm paying now. And because I went there and I said, look, you know, this, or I've said, look, it was because I have, internet, you know, you just as much as you want. Mm-hmm. And it's so cheap now, but it used to be really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, my phone, I must admit, my cell phone one, I'm paying $33 a month and I've got unlimited, internet on my phone, which is brilliant. So anyway, just following up on that, do ask them about what's on offer. Now, you mentioned when you came in.
If I may.
You may. You can.
Just play the let's you and him fight game with them by saying, hey, by the way, I got this other offer from this other provider. What can you do to, you know, improve upon that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the entire departments dedicated to customer retention. Just tell them you're going to switch over, and they'll probably bend over backwards for you.
Okay. All right. There you are. Some another thing to try. Or, just to go in and be annoying, which I'm pretty good at.
Tell them Benjamin Dover sent you.
Now, you mentioned when you came in, because it's something I've heard of but never sort of taken much notice of, and that is Chrome OS, you mentioned?
Yeah. A lot of the times you'll see very cheap laptops referred to as Chromebooks.
Mm-hmm.
These are not laptops that run your Windows or your Mac OS. They basically run a very trimmed down version of Linux, and on top of it, they run a Chrome browser, and everything just runs within that browser operating system. And you use them to access things like cloud services, Gmail, Google Meet, and a whole slew of Google Docs, Google Sheets, and so on, all the Google applications. But they're not limited to Google applications. Some of them can run Android apps, and some of them can even, for example, you can use them to run things like Office on the Web at office.com. That's office.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can run things like Word and Excel and PowerPoint and so on. And the computer doesn't have to be that powerful, because most of the processing
is done in the
cloud.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically using somebody else's computer with your screen and keyboard and mouse. So the thing is, a lot of these laptops are pretty cheap, like $200, sometimes even less, because they're not pretty powerful. They have between 2 and 4 gigabytes of RAM, maybe about 16 to 32 gigabytes of internal storage. But since you're storing pretty much everything in the cloud, it's just a terminal that you can take with you. It's like a tablet with a keyboard and a mouse that kind of looks like a laptop. And the thing is, these laptops are pretty cool, and you can buy them brand new with great warranties and whatever. But sometimes you might have a 10-year-old machine in a drawer somewhere that you haven't used because it doesn't run all the latest software. And if you try, it's just really heavy on the usage, and everything takes longer and whatever. So what you can do, even more easily now, you used to be able to, but you have to jump through like a dozen hoops to do that, is run Chrome OS. They have this new option called Chrome Flex or Chrome OS Flex that you can go to the Google Chrome OS website and download to a USB stick. you start the computer up from the USB stick, and you can run it from there without touching what's on the computer. So you basically have your own environment that you can take with you on a USB stick. Or you can tell it to install in the hard drive of that 10-year-old, 12-year-old computer and use that as a Chromebook. So you can take any old PC or even MacBooks from around 2009 and give them a new lease on life, but by saying, hey, you know what? I'm not going to rely on your local storage or your local memory as much. I'm just going to use you as a very basic browser. And it lets you, you know, give some new life to these devices. Instead of winding up in the landfill, you can use them for basic tasks such as running Google Meet or running Zoom or running Teams or any other regular cloud-based application.
Okay. So you'd be able to work with Dropbox on it?
You would be able to access the documents on your Dropbox, but they wouldn't really be stored in your machine except temporarily while you're working on it.
I'm saying I could get access online and work with them with, say, the Office.
And Google Drive and OneDrive and all that. You could just work on it online.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well,
and if it gets stolen, it doesn't have any files in it. So it's...
That's for sure. Well, I mean, you know, my computers, I mean, for instance, here in the studio, I mean, they all have Dropbox. And the thing, they store on the computer, but it's all backed up on the Dropbox, which is fine, but you're using an awful lot of memory of your computer. Can you actually sort of set your computer up the fact that you don't have them on your computer, you just have access to Dropbox?
Yes. It, I believe, started with OneDrive, but then Dropbox got that capability, and Google Drive as well, that it allows you to store locally only the files that you've touched in the last X amount of time.
Okay.
So that if you haven't touched a file in a certain amount of time, OneDrive and Dropbox and Google Drive and so on will just put a link to it and then just get it off your hard drive. If you double-click on it and it's not there, then it's going to grab it off of the internet and get a local copy that you can work with.
And just remember that if you do that, you will need the internet.
Correct. That being said, there might be some files that you don't touch every day, but you might need access to, even in case of a lack of an internet connection. You can always right-click on those files, and in one of the menu options or the properties, you can tell it to always keep it online or to always keep it offline. So you can, you know, have that folder there even without an internet connection.
All right. Alex, as always.
And one of the great things about turning your old computer into a Chromebook is that you can add storage like in a micro SD card or an SD card and store files locally to work even when you don't have a network connection, which is not something we can say about some of the new phones.
Right. Dr. Computer Alex Newman. Alex, thank you so very much.
Great to be here again.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to come in. Dr. Computer Alex Newman with us here on The Breakfast Show, and that does bring us up towards the top of the hour, 9 o'clock on this morning's show. And in the last hour where we catch up, we'll catch up with Ingrid. She's up there in Florida and see what her report is for today. But for now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And just remember some of those great offers that you can find on Encuentra 24. For instance, you could find exclusive offers. You could rent a three-bedroom, three-bathroom apartment in Carrasquilla for only $850. Or you could even buy a three-bedroom and three-parking apartment in Marbella for $255,000. if you publish on Encuentra 24, I tell you what, it disappears fast. So yeah, go and give them a try if you haven't done so already. Now, the other thing as well is that if you're in the world of construction or even in the world of design and architects, things like that, one of the things you're going to have to do is think about cement. And when we think about cement, we think about our friends at Cementos Progresso, because they're the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. That's our friends at Cementos Progresso, so do have a word with them. And also, let me remind you, just very quickly, because it is that time of the year, if you have to do your tax returns for the United States, it's that time again. And our friends at H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax returns with or without an office visit. You can drop by the office, you're welcome to do that, or you can use their drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. Contact H&R Block, Panama. This is at hrblock@cwpanama.net by email, hrblock@cwpanama.net, or call 260-1037, 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp, you'll WhatsApp them or call them on 6674-1037. Block, well, Block, of course, they have got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up now here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Well, there we go, two in a row. We started off there. That was with the Manic Street Preachers. They started us off there with that one. And that was called, let me just get it on my screen, because here we go. Manic Street Preachers and Everything Must Go. Sounds like a sale, doesn't it? And followed on, that was Dance to the Music from Sly and the Family Stone. You're listening to us on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio. I think we'll see, if we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Hello, Estados Unidos. Been working around the house, doing some things. Had to change a light bulb that was 20 feet in the ceiling. Oh, floodlight. That was fun. Getting up on that ladder, I felt, wee, very tall. Been installing things, like a water filter and shower heads and television screens mounted on the wall and things like that. Whatever needs done, we are there. Made a crock pot full of stew. The cook made some salmon briquettes. I don't know. Whew. We're busy. We got more to do. Today we have even more to do. Got to clean the cage. It's wonderful when you're needed. It's kind of interesting that you get to do things as a kid you used to watch other people do for your dad or do your dad do it himself. So now it's my turn. Anyways, it's been a bit chilly here. We got a little bajareque this morning, so when I went out to pick up the newspaper, it was a little moist. But that's fine. It's nice. They need some rain here. It's kind of dry. Kind of like dry in Panama, but colder dry. A lot colder dry. It is, but it's beautiful. It's quite sunny. And I went for a nice walk with my sister after and I took her to the airport so that she is in Ohio. O-O-H-H-I-O. Yep, that's where she is. She went up there to go visit her daughter and her daughter's baby and her husband. Very nice, very nice. So here I sit. I'm about ready to have a cup of coffee. The sun doesn't come up as early here, so I'm a little late getting up this morning. A little tired because we went out to Pops and had a nice time. Had some, what do they call that? Gulf shrimp. Yeah, that's what they call it. Gulf shrimp. We had some Gulf shrimp that was just delicious. And some, what do they call it? Mahi-mahi spread. Oh, seafood is divine here. Wonderful. Anyways, everything else is good. Wash your hands. I see that the numbers are coming down, which is a good thing. Thank goodness. All right, and you all be safe. Back to you in the studio.
the best place to be in the mornings.
We have George Michael together with Mary J. Blige there. What a great track that is. Mary J. Blige and George Michael. What a combination. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on the show. Before that, Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes, by the way. In case you wanted to know. Looking at my senior moments calendar for today, this one, this is headed, although he did grow fond of the bus, is how they've headed this one, on a sightseeing trip to the town of Bury St. Edmunds in Suffolk in England. An exceedingly absent-minded man parked his car on a side street and then walked to the town centre. Well, later that day, ready to go home, he searched for his car. He searched his car for 4 hours, having forgotten completely where he left it. Finally, admitting defeat, he took a bus home. Well, over the next 7 months, he returned to the town again and again, but he never could find his car, and neither could anyone else. Well, he got it back only when two neighbours in Bury St. Edmunds realised that the car parked in front of their homes didn't belong to either of them. And they called the authorities, and he got his car back. Sounds like the thing I do. This, mind you, these days, isn't it, with your phones, you can sort of actually make a little note of where you left your car, which is always a good idea. Breakfast show time, we're just coming down for 25 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. This is the Family Stand and Ghetto Heaven. Soul to Soul remix.
Yeah!
That's it. Yes, the family stand there in Ghetto Heaven. Soul to Soul, the remix. And my next one, let me see, I've got one here. This is called I Know. Yes, I do know what it's called. It's called I Know. And it's from Dion Farris. That's it, it finishes just like that. Ka-pump, and off it went. Right, I tell you what I've got for you now. I was just looking through some of the things relevant to this day in music, and I came across this one. We're going to go back to the year 1964. Yeah, I was alive then. The first Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass concert was held. It was held in Los Angeles in California. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Really quite something. One of the tracks I remember from them specifically when I was looking at that was a track called The Lonely Ball. It was a song originally by Sol Lake. It was recorded by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, among others. The song was the title track to the album Lonely Ball, which was released in December of 1962. The Herb Alpert single represents the first release on A&M Records for them. Its original title was Twinkle Star. Prefer Lonely Ball. So that was 1962, so he would have definitely probably played this in a concert in 1964. There we go. There's Herb Halpert and the Tijuana Brass and Lonely Boy. I tell you what the problem was back in around about 1962 when they made that, was of course they messing around with stereo. I don't know about how it came across for you on your speakers, but listening to it on headphones, everything was sort of in the background except for him playing the trumpet, and it's a little bit annoying. It's much better if you could just find a little knob and go mono. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 14 before the hour at 10 o'clock. And going forward a couple of years, let's go back to, we were there in 1964. Let's go to 1966 because Brian Wilson on this day began recording the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
So they started recording it on this date, the 17th of February, back in 1966, and they were recording it all the way through to September, the 21st. It wasn't, in actual fact, released until October the 10th in 1966. Good Vibrations from the Beach Boys. By the way, it was an immediate critical and commercial hit for them, topping record charts in several countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, and characterized, by the way, by its complex soundscapes and structure. And it was, by the way, the most expensive single ever recorded. Good Vibrations later became widely acclaimed as one of the finest and most important works of the rock era. Now, my next artist is James Taylor. Now, I mentioned before, James Taylor was great friends with Carole King, and it was around about 1971. Carole King bought out the album Tapestry. On there was one of the tracks, You've Got a Friend. And believe it or not, simultaneously, James Taylor and Carole King recorded it and released it at the same time. And it's one of those songs which both of them are absolutely brilliant. I don't have one over the other as a favourite. Yeah, they were both at the same time. They both got a lot of airplay. They both did very well. Here's James Taylor's version, because I say that because it was in 1971 that he made his primetime television debut on ABC's The Johnny Carson Show. And I'm sure he probably sang this.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, babe, about winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call.
Oh, there we are. What a great way to end this morning's program. One of my favorite songs of all time. by Carole King or by James Taylor. And, well, that's it. Big thanks go out this morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, who was with us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Big thanks, as always, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media, doing all the background work, doing all contracts, all sorts of things. She does everything. I just sit here, play music, gabble along. So a big thanks to also to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning from up there in Estados Unidos, to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, of course, who keep us up and running. And as always, of course, to you. I keep saying of course, don't I? Of course I do. Of course. Why not? To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. Plenty of great stuff coming right through the day here on 89.3. I will be back with you. Yes. If you need a friend, I will be back with you tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Just please, please remember what I say at this time of the day. Be careful with your health. Keep wearing your masks. I think soon, if we go on this way, it won't be too long before we may have to, well, we may be able to do without them outside. But as for now, keep wearing your mask, face shield if you're going to be using public transport. Keep washing your hands, stay away from other people, because what do I want to do? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.